getting you healthy, happy, and doing what you love. You're listening to Tonic Podcast, the podcast of Dr. Tanya Winchester. Dr. Tanya is a licensed naturopathic doctor, acupuncturist, body talk practitioner, and edutainer with a passion for helping reduce pain and suffering and bringing more love, joy, and health into your life and into the world. The natural medicines and therapies mentioned in this podcast are not intended as medical advice or as a substitute for seeking medical attention. For more information about Dr. Tanya Winchester, visit Dr. Tanya, T-O-N-I-A, Winchester.com.
And we are back. This is Mind Body Radio with another guest over the phone. We have a naturopathic doctor, acupuncturist, body talk practitioner, and spiritual coach. Let's give a warm welcome to Tanya Winchester. How are you today, Tanya?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well and eager to hear about your work. It sounds like you have your hands full here. Let's mention that website of yours. That's drtanyawinchester.com. That's drtanyawinchester.com for the folks at home that want to do their own research. Tanya, tell us a little more about yourself.
Well, I have been in practice as a naturopathic doctor for 12 years now. I run a multidisciplinary clinic in the small town where I live in Canada, on Vancouver Island in Canada. And in addition to being a naturopathic doctor, I also do acupuncture, as you mentioned. I'm really passionate about getting people healthy, happy, and doing what they love. And I really believe that people who are healthy, happy, and doing what they love contribute to a more peaceful world. I do several things to actually help people do those, and one is food and nutrition and helping them eat in a balanced way for their body composition. I help people to calm their minds through various practices, energy work that I do, as well as coaching that I do, and homeopathic remedies that can sort of pull anxiety and store emotions out of the body.
Excellent. Now, is there a particular type of patient you're seeing, or a certain demographic that you're shooting for, or would you say it's more of a general type of practice?
Well, I can treat anything, but I tend to attract a very specific clientele. It tends to be women. There are a few men that come by, but generally women who are aware of the impact of stress on their bodies, and they're maybe experiencing anxiety or weight gain or digestive distress and even skin issues. And we can trace it all back to this sort of stress that their body is undergoing. Mm-hmm. And insomnia is another component of that. So really, ultimately, I help people sleep well. I help people to calm their minds and allow their bodies to go back into healing mode, which will happen easily when the body is given the right opportunity to do that, particularly when we take the stress out of the picture.
Mm-hmm. Now, a solo practitioner, or is there a team you're working with as well?
Yeah, so I have an office where I have different health practitioners. Currently, there are two other women in the office. They're both different types of body workers. So one is a Rolfer, which is a really neat modality. And one is she's also a body talk practitioner like I am, but she's training to be an osteopathic practitioner. So she's got a nice blend of mind-body and physical stuff that she can do with people. And we are looking to expand our team, actually, so that's in the works. We're hoping to have a counselor and another acupuncturist join us, too.
All right, excellent. Now, I understand that natural medicine, it's quite effective for reactionary or treating conditions, but it's also very effective for preventative measures, I hear. Is that right?
100%. And I think that's really where naturopathic medicine shines, is allowing or showing people, teaching people sort of the principles of preventative medicine and that old adage that, you know, an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure is so true. The earlier that we can start to eat in a healthy, balanced way, the earlier that we can start to have tools and strategies to take stress out of the picture, the better off we're going to be. We can see there is a upward trend in both Canada, and I'm assuming where most of our listeners are, of more chronic illness, more cancer, more cardiovascular disease, more obesity, diabetes, hypertension. And so the earlier that we can implement these healthy strategies, the better off people are going to be, and our the burden on our healthcare systems is going to be.
Certainly. Now, to put yourself on the map for our listeners, I hadn't asked, well, where is it you're located?
Right. So I live on Vancouver Island, which is a huge island just west of Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada.
Okay, excellent. And we're down here in the States. I know it's slightly different depending on which state you live in. Is it like that with the provinces where you are?
For the most part, you know, naturopathic doctors in BC actually have the best scope of practice in out of any naturopathic doctor across the country. So it is, there is a college in each province. And from a Western medicine perspective, it's the same. So there's differences between the provinces. Thankfully, being in BC, I get to actually access a wide range of treatment modalities for my patients, including actually prescribing medications, which I do from time to time. Not my first line thought for most people, but it is there available to me should I need it.
That was actually one of the questions I was going to ask, because I know naturopaths, they like to opt for something like a herbal remedy or something that something other than a bottle of pills. So I see.
Yeah.
Like you said, that's a last resort for you, huh?
Absolutely. And I'm going to first look at nature. Okay, what's nature offering us that can help in this situation? There's beautiful medicine in plants. And so if say, for example, a woman's coming to me with anxiety and it's connected to a hormonal imbalance, we will start first with food and herbal medicine to see if we can't shift that imbalance in that person. And say we give that 3 months and they're still noticing the same symptoms, okay, then maybe let's look at, say, a bioidentical hormone. So it's definitely not my first line thought. I'm always, always going to choose what nature's given us first. But thankfully, for some of those tougher cases, we do have other options.
And now my next question is about the more business side of things, because you're an entrepreneur as well as a naturopath. So tell me, is there any kind of a goal you have with the practice or any sort of plans you have moving forward?
Yeah, so continuing to get new practitioners into this space is definitely one of my goals for my business. I would love to sort of streamline even more into mind-body medicine. It's sometimes kind of, it's on the periphery for some patients, but I would actually like it to be my focus. When people come to me, they know that they're going to be working on a body level, a mind level, and a spiritual level. That would be my dream.
All right, and we are approaching our deadline here, Tanya. So before we do wrap up, is there any other final thoughts or any parting words that you had for our audience?
Yeah, I think it's really important to remember a few key things. And one is the body wants to heal. It is designed to heal. If we cut if we give ourselves an injury, the injury will heal. And so I think it's just important to know that your body wants to heal, it knows how, and it can. It just needs to be given the right circumstances. And if you're meeting with medical professionals who aren't giving you options to help your own body heal, keep looking. There are people out there that can actually help to put your body back into healing mode. And it seems like magic, but it really is a simple way to actually get the body healing on its own.
All right, and one last time, that website of yours is drtanyawinchester.com. Is that the best spot to check out, or is there some kind of a social media, email address, anything else?
Yeah, that's definitely the best one. I'm on Facebook as well, Dr. Tanya Winchester, and it's TONIA, and also on Instagram at Dr. Tanya.
All right, excellent. Dr. Tanya, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, then. Thank you to our listeners, Mind Body Radio. More interviews next.
You've been listening to Tonic Podcast, the podcast of Dr. Tanya Winchester. getting you healthy, happy, and doing what you love. The natural medicines and therapies mentioned in this podcast are not intended as medical advice or as a substitute for seeking medical attention. For any health concern, it's always best to make an appointment to see a licensed medical practitioner. For more articles and blog posts, visit Dr. Tonya, T-O-N-I-A, Winchester.com, or visit us in beautiful Nanaimo, BC at Tonic Naturopathic Clinic. Have a delightful day.